All right, we're back at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. Mike Rayleigh here along with Rufus Edmonston. Yep, that's the same person and that you were thinking of. And Nelson Cox, who was the owner of the Garden Hut in Fuquay Arena, but she sold out.
Yes, she sold
out, and now she's just living it up. We're still working there occasionally.
Yes, enjoying visiting with customers.
Sold it to Logan's.
Yes, I did, and they're doing a great job. Their greenhouse is fabulous, and the selection, and I love that there's an ice cream shop. And then the other thing I'm doing is I'm able to garden now without rushing and mowing and stuff like that, so lots of fun, taking some trips with my mom. And certainly spending a lot of time at Oak Island and looking for shark teeth, playing golf. So I'm just living up life large. I'm enjoying myself.
Wonderful.
So, yep.
I just wrote a text to Craig LaHoulier.
Oh,
we were talking about him off the air. I told him we need him. We need him on the show. People are talking
absolutely.
About tomatoes all over the place now.
Yeah,
heart is one of the hardest plants in the world to get anything out of that you.
But when you succeed. That's right, and that's why I try to at least plant more than 100 every year. Usually I do 200, but I did half as much because now that I'm retired, I'm really busy.
Mike, I think you heard when Craig said I'm going to name a couple of tomatoes after you. And I gave the seed to Gerald, and Gerald's going to even let me be lazier. He's going to grow them to full fruit.
There you go.
And then show me what they're like. And so I can't wait.
That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome.
Well, hopefully the grandma
Rufus,
won't get it.
Rufus, you do your spring garden party every year. I think we need to have a tomato party.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? I remember one time going to...
That means mayonnaise.
Yeah,
oh,
boy,
no.
Yeah,
you didn't even think of that, did you?
We can, yeah,
there's
that means
no
mayo.
BLT.
come on,
you,
now.
You can't have a good tomato sandwich, Nelson, without Duke's mayonnaise.
That is just not true.
He uses
Miracle
Whip.
Look, I confess that when I grew up, my mama had Miracle Whip. I'm a Duke's person now, but that's not a bad idea. We went to a party one night. With that nice lady in Fuquay,
Bree
Arthur.
Which one? You an auctioneer.
Yeah, and it was the biggest slobbery tomato mess I've ever seen with people eating.
So you had it all over your shirt.
All over Gerald's everything.
This morning, I've already got tomato seed on me.
Look oh, my.
That's all right. Nobody, don't call attention to it. That's what my mama used to say.
her shirt says, where life takes you.
Relax.
And she's got a great big Adirondack chair in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Where life takes you, relax. And on the back, it says the Garden Hut.
Okay.
I have to put a seat pad in an Adirondack. Maybe the back pad,
I can't
too.
Get out of them. You slide so
well, you just got to have some momentum.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. But you never thought about that. But you see, the process that the folks at Black Cow use repurposes manure. And that's environmentally friendly because it makes it
like we do here.
Like we do here, like we get in political circles. So environmentally friendly, beneficial for your garden and lawn. And it, you know, it's the perfect compost. So Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils. And it helps to retain moisture, too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website. They got some great information at blackcow.com, and that's spelled with a K. The cow is K-O-W, Black Cow.
As Ann Clapp always said, the cow that couldn't spell.
They just can't do it.
Can't do it.
All right, but the product is wonderful. And it is a perfect compost.
Now, and I think about how many times people told me I went to Moo U.
Oh yeah, State College.
State College.
Oh,
that's a mild name. That's a mild name from what some of the things I heard
about me.
No, about going to Moo U.
Moo U.
That's all right.
That is all right.
Biggest university in the state. One of the biggest in the country.
Well, here's our wonderful people from the deli. Hello there.
The Market Grill.
The Market Grill.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yes.
Food. Come here. What did you bring us?
Oh, I brought the hibachi chicken and the Rufus dog. And cheeseburgers for you, sir.
Oh, my gracious.
Oh, wow.
Market Grill, folks. It's. I understand you've got a new picture of me up there.
Oh, yeah.
I must go up there and see it.
I saw the sign. Home
is this like the one you had in the attorney general's office?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, guys. This is just so Mayberry. It's this whole show, that's why it survived all these years. It's Mayberry.
Mayberry. I love a farm.
Well, who would ever dream of a Dollar Tree guy coming up? How about that?
I a long time ago when Andy Griffith was in town, I interviewed him. I think he put the aura on me.
Huh. So well, I mean,
the
good aura.
Help the show because that's
awesome.
That's you know, that's
I love all
the weekend garden
market and Monica's doing and a
this,
great job out here.
This is Mayberry.
Yes,
this is my favorite place in Raleigh.
It's
my favorite venue.
I'll
this and
that.
The state fairgrounds.
If anyone makes a motion, I'll
yeah,
second that.
Absolutely. So you're the parliamentarian.
I'm going to second and call it for what it is, correct.
All right. So, boy, I lost my train of thought. Where's Paul? Paul, come around here and find a microphone. I smell that chicken in the bag. You going to take that home?
No,
there's nothing in there.
We're going to devour that.
Okay. Paul, you brought something interesting, and it wasn't a black snake or a copperhead in a bag.
There's a girl.
What did you bring, Miss Monica?
I made a little piece of art out of a piece of a redbud tree I cut down and a slab of it about 2 inches thick, maybe a little bigger than that, and a Cherokee purple tomato root. That I cut the top off, and the roots are sticking up like a little old tree. And I just brought it down here to get an opinion, and Gerald seemed to like it, and Nelson seemed to like it.
They look like they're dancing. It's
and I love it.
And well, Rufus liked it, so there we go.
You know, Miss Clapp used to, when she had the limelight, hydrangeas, they'd die off and the petals would still be there on the conical flowers, and she would spray paint them colors or gold and silver and stuff like little decorative stuff. So maybe you should do that. Maybe you should add, your wife's an artist, maybe she can enhance that with some color.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It may not need color.
It's a work in progress. I'm going to spray
It's fascinating.
I'm going to spray some shellac on it and sand the chainsaw marks out of that piece of red bud. And
so you're going to sand it down a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little.
Some little tiny fairy.
We'll do it by hand.
No,
don't get out.
On the slab, the red bud part.
Yeah.
There's just still some chainsaw marks.
Who'd ever dream you could take a Cherokee purple root and make something out of it?
Make art.
Paul, that's creative.
Well,
or you don't have anything else to do. Which is it?
I said it's bonsai gone amok.
Bonsai.
It's thinking outside the box.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate that. Anything else going on in your garden?
You know what? I do have a question about a general all-purpose weed killer that's not Roundup, that my wife could use between my raised beds. The weeds in the ground just make her crazy. And
I would probably try a vinegar solution, which I know even Bonide makes like a heavy vinegar solution. There may be something else, but I'm just really leery about putting any kind of chemicals near anything I'm eating, or, you know, just with nature and bees
sure.
and such. So that's what I would do.
Okay.
Or just keep mulching in between it.
Yeah, I got a lot of cypress mulch, but they just still grow up.
You know, that's what Rufus was talking about, Bree and her tomatoes. I mean, that's something she does. She used to say, I just mulch every week. Like little small bags, just throwing it down.
All right.
Well,
sounds crazy, but I mean, it works.
It's interesting because we talk so much about having just 2 or 3 inches of mulch around things.
It just compresses and compresses. Well,
so it depends on the kind of mulch you use.
But if it's a path, and yes.
Oh, it's a path. I miss that.
Yes.
I miss
yes.
a lot of things.
It's
that was
okay.
one of them.
But yes, you are correct, Mike, because we definitely don't want to mulch heavy.
Yeah.
Around the root, or
but if you're making a path,
yes,
yeah, okay,
yeah.
Well, thank
so
you.
So either that's a vinegar solution, or just throw the mulch to it. Even something heavy like just, you know, wood chips and stuff like that. If it's not going in contact with the roots, I mean, be surprised. You know, you get a tree ground
well,
up.
What's your mixture on vinegar and water?
I don't specifically have one. Although I will say that my grandfather made some wine one time, and apparently I don't know if it soured or it turned to vinegar, but it exploded in the garage.
Oh, no.
And my mom was
cleaning it up.
You had an
interesting childhood.
And there was like everywhere that stuff went, the grass was dead, and it didn't come back for
Was he experimenting with Molotov cocktails?
You
or I didn't know if he was trying to build a bomb.
There you go.
Maybe a little bit of mayonnaise in there added to it.
Oh, my gosh.
Since she loves mayo so much.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, have you ever heard of anybody that doesn't like mayonnaise, Mr. Dollar Tree Man?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
hello.
Well,
I am
she
Nelsa.
Doesn't like it. It's just something about
I
a
I have
teacher.
A following, too. There's a lot of us out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see that list of about 2 people.
Oh, no. It is. Look, it's a mile long. Trust me. I think we should do a challenge. Call in if you don't like mayonnaise. Just
now,
go ahead. Call in.
If you're trying to keep your figure, it doesn't always work to incorporate mayonnaise. The yellow mustard.
That's better. Not my excuse, but.
But other than that, I just don't see it. I think mayonnaise is a good property.
Avocado is my paste. It just works.
I don't want any paste.
I don't either.
No.
I want what BLT stands for, bacon, lettuce, tomato, period, end of story.
Well, we're going to change
maybe
it today.
A little pepper.
BLTM. No, it's good.
By the way, did we talk about the beautiful things that John of...
We had talked about...
Of Longview brought up here?
Longview Nursery. He's been out here forever. And goodbye from John. He has great deals, and he grows wonderful plants. What are we giving away? Roses?
He's got drift roses and knockout roses on special today, $20.
Yeah, he has hydrangeas like
unbelievable.
That. And he has strawberry and cream or something.
Honeysuckle.
Yeah,
okay. Just beautiful.
So those are $25 if you go by John's.
And he's got some great perennials, too, and I think he's one of the growers that grows in a true gallon, a 4-quart pot.
Yeah, and he's been out here forever.
He's been a long time.
You know,
he used to be long time ago down in Willow Springs, just down from the Garden Hut years ago.
Oh, okay. Gosh, there are more people that say they're from Willow Springs. I don't know why they don't have a courthouse down there or something.
Wheeler Springs.
Yeah. I mean, they're unincorporated, but I'll tell you, that's the biggest unincorporated. It's like the Cleveland community.
Yeah.
I hear in the old days they had some hangings down there.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But we just, Willow Springs, and is it Willow Spring or Willow Springs? Do they have
it's
a sign?
Willow Spring.
Spring. I thought it was.
Yeah.
All right.
But most
kind of like Wilson Mills, or is it Wilson's Mills? From Johnston
Wilson Mills.
On the way to Selma.
Is it Mike or Mike Raley's?
It's Raley. Or if you're the uninitiated, it's Riley.
Well, that's if you're over in England.
Well, no, that's if you're if you call people, if your business is calling people and worrying them. But in the old country, it's Raleigh.
Yeah,
at least the Irish.
Yeah, and you've been there before.
And does anyone know anyone with the last name Raleigh, like
Raleigh,
R A L E I G H, like the city?
I do not. Now, so I'm told by Tom Kearney, who studied this at State, had a professor who studied this at State. He said that Sir Walter Raleigh never spelled his name like that.
How about
he
that?
Spelled it a lot of different ways, including R A L E Y.
Wow.
But he spelled it in Old English, and there were. But that's what, unless
well,
I misunderstood Tom.
There's a guy named Brian Raleigh in this area.
Oh, no kidding.
And he actually does. He has a radio show. He's my financial advisor, but he is from.
Well, tell him to stay out of radio.
The north.
We don't need any competition here. He's not on from 8 till 11.
Show.
8 till 11? He doesn't do it?
No, I
okay,
can't remember,
well, that's good.
But I can't remember what station. But anyway, super nice guy, but he spells his name R-A-L-E-I-G-H. Yeah. Brian Raleigh.
How
said
about
he's
that?
The only one.
Yeah. Well, that's
that
wonderful.
That's
wonderful, yeah.
Well, I know several people with the first name Raleigh. That was two Raleighs where I grew up.
Two Raleighs ago?
Yeah, two Raleighs ago.
When I was on QDR all the time, I at least two people named their dogs Raleigh. And one of them named their child Raleigh. It's a great first name.
Yeah.
But
and, hey, Reeves.
How about that?
Reeves,
yeah, from a family name.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know why we're talking about all this, but at any rate, there were. So we started with mayonnaise. Monica, we got about five minutes here before
Monica,
the news.
So
but
you
can have you can have the an hour and a half that's left too if you want it, but. You've been around. You all right? You got so much going on. You had now. Tell me about this AARP stuff that was y'all were rocking over here doing pig calls. This was a couple of weeks ago or something.
Yes.
A week ago.
Yes, we had an event, and what it was celebrating Older American Month, which is May, and the Department of Health and Human Services, the Coalition of Aging, AARP. They were all here just doing an event just to promote.
It was great
to promote old people.
Yeah, well, just
yeah,
celebrate.
and
everything they do, sort of an advocacy day for everything.
I love it.
The old person that I am, I came over there,
love
and
it.
Monica handed me the mic, I couldn't think of anything to say except I like old people.
Oh, you did just fine.
I really didn't. I shouldn't talk about how much I love this place. We were talking about that. This is my favorite place in Raleigh. This is the State Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. It's just wholesome and fun and this food for one thing. Now, I don't really eat that much anymore, but I tell you, I like what you can eat out here. And Rufus is just—he's
well,
right on the edge of his chair trying to get
yeah,
in his bag.
I'm just—they came down from the Village Deli up here.
They came down from the mountain.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day when you had your ARP day, Senator Irvin, you say. I don't know why they wasted youth on all those young people.
Well, I got, I got Big John and Tom Campbell on here. And John's first. Monica, you mind if we talk to Big John?
You go right ahead.
Big John, how are you, sir?
Good morning, sunshine.
All right, are you parked or are you driving?
I'm driving.
All right, well, be careful here. What would you like to tell the people, Big John?
I would like to ask the people, how do you spell Edmonton?
Oh,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
a toughie.
How many people mess that up?
That is a toughie.
Well, it comes, I like it when they say Rufus Einstein.
Yeah, yeah.
But it comes over every way in the world, and up north they spelled E-D-M-U-S-T-O-N. And one time I got a postcard when I was Attorney General, it said Rufus Raleigh. On the back of it, it said, please get me out of prison. These people here have a bad reputation. And I looked him up, and he was in there for armed robbery and everything in the
oh
world.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, Big John, the macaroni, Big John Mac is the best I've ever put in my mouth.
Thank you.
Incredible. And, you know, I've had things named after me. but have a macaroni named after you?
Well, it's incredible. We were talking about being related to people. You know, you might was your uncle named Albert by chance?
Oh, was your uncle named Albert?
Yeah, Albert.
How about that? So what's special about Big John's macaroni?
Well, we can't talk about that on the air. But anyway, it's good stuff. Anyway, coming to a restaurant near you real soon. How about that?
What, has it got bootleg in it, or must have hard liquor in it?
We leave that in Johnson County, Mike.
All right. Well, they got it in Wake County too. But Big John, we love you, man. I think you have missed your calling. I think you should be the Reverend Big John.
That's fine. Just don't call me late for dinner. How about that?
All right, brother. Get out there and sing a song and play some beach music.
Say something about the BLTs. That got my attention.
You like mayonnaise, don't you?
That's right.
All right.
Oh, Big John.
BLTM. BLTM. Big John, we got 10 seconds.
I know you do. I know how that works. Listen, happy weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you guys soon. See you.
All right, Big John, Beach Music King. Bart Redden used to like to say, I got 5 seconds to the caller. We'll be back. All right, we're back. It's 9:33. I should get the time more often. You know, it's always exciting to see plants emerging from the ground and buds just beginning to flower. But what no one wants to see is unsightly damage from moles and voles. Moles can turn your lawn into an obstacle course with their unsightly mounds and raised tunnels. Voles kill plants by gnawing on bark of trees and, you know how they do that, and shrubs, and eating the roots of plants. And, you know, they eat all kinds of stuff that we don't want them to eat. Isn't that the way of nature? I Must Garden Mole and Vole Repellent is made from natural ingredients and blended with botanical oils, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution. The unique blend of natural ingredients coats the food sources of moles and voles, chasing them away from treated areas. It contains no harsh chemicals, just pure, effective protection. And rainy days are perfect days to apply mole and vole repellent. I Must Garden repellents are available at local garden centers and hardware stores throughout the Triangle area and all over the place, our listening area, basically. Southern States and Carrboro has it. What a wonderful place. That's where Bill Friday used to shop. Hudson Hardware and Garner and Clayton, they are iconic places. Protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-safe. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and one of my favorite people in the world, Tom Campbell, and my former general manager many years ago, is a Hall of Fame member, is with us. Morning, Brother Tom.
I heard you talking about BLT sandwiches. And with all deference to Miss Monica, you got to have mayonnaise.
No, it's not Monica. It's Nelsa.
Oh, Nelsa.
What's Nelsa. Monica likes... You don't like mayonnaise?
I don't like
mayonnaise.
Well, where's Rufus?
I don't know.
Where's Rufus to hear that?
I don't know. He's politicking.
Duke mayonnaise.
Yeah. That's the truth.
I can eat it, but I prefer not to have it.
Yeah, I mean, you have to honor the tomato. If they have good flavor, you just don't need mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I called in. I wanted to ask, what is the best tomato for BLT? Now, we're going to have our first BLTs today for lunch. I got a farmer's market hothouse tomato. I asked the proprietor, I said, what kind of tomato is this? He said, red.
Well, that probably will be good then.
What variety is the best variety of tomato to use on a BLT?
I'm telling you, I'm a German Johnson girl. They are just the best flavor to me.
And they've been around forever.
They have. They're so
good. Are they pretty reliable?
It's one of the more finickies, but
Boy,
if you hit it right, oh my goodness, it'll overlap the bread. I'm telling you,
Monica.
I I'll just be honest. I'm kind of like what he just said. If it, it don't have to be red. It can be a green one, or I mean, not a green. Well, there are
purple, yellow.
All right,
gold.
Well, there's also the bread.
I just love a tomato. Yeah.
Now, Rufus, most people like white bread. I can eat a BLT with pumpernickel. It's really good.
I can do that, too.
Rye.
Yeah. Or sourdough.
Yeah, sourdough. Or if you're at Merritt's, the three-seed bread over there, or whatever it is.
Love me some Merritt's.
Yeah.
Now, Mike Raley, you grew up in Nash County. You don't eat pumpernickel bread with a BLT.
Well, I know, but Melissa eats it that way. And, I mean, when we go to restaurants, we order a lot of pumpernickel. I don't know. It's just
good.
It's a little. I mean, it's a little better for you.
It's good
than white bread. But I know I'm breaking some traditions and maybe some laws in Nash County. I don't know by saying that.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a report on my tomato.
Yeah, well, you go on these binges and get all these plants and stuff. You said you had a bunch of tomato plants. Did you get rid of them?
I gave away 90 tomato plants. You gave me this book by Craig LaHoulier, Epic Tomato.
Well, I'll tell you, you are an advocate. You are an apostle.
I'm a devotee. I planted all these seeds. I got packets of seeds, and I planted them. I'd be John Brown if they didn't all come up. But in the meantime, I went over to Phil Campbell's, and she had some of the healthiest-looking tomato plants I have ever seen. So I proceeded to buy about six or seven of her tomato plants, and I got Sun Golds and Better Boys, and I got the Cherokee Purple and, Celebrity and German Johnson from her. And they're all up in the cages right now, blooming like the son of a gun, and I've got a few early girl tomatoes already.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Well, you named some of my favorites, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you, I did what Craig said, and I planted all these packets of tomato and son of a gun, they all came up.
You just got to touch, man.
I have given away 91 tomato plants that I started.
Now, I know you know a lot of people, but did you go door-to-door in your neighborhood and do that? Or
please take these.
I'll tell you what I did. A good friend of ours took it to her church.
Okay.
And so they gave them out to the church members, but they also have a garden there at church. That Methodist church over there on Whitaker Mill Road.
Yeah.
She gives the plants away to people to come to see the garden and so forth. And anyway, I gave them to people down at our river house, and just about everybody I know, they started running when they see me coming.
Yes.
Well, what was it last year that you had a bunch of?
Well, I got figs and blueberries.
No, I was talking about plants or something that you bought.
I don't know.
In bulk. I don't know if it was something. But, yeah, you got figs.
But anyway.
Do the tomatoes grow better down on the Neuse River than they do here or Pamlico?
Well, I don't know. The soil is better down there. Of course, mine are all in containers.
Oh, yeah.
I did what Greg said, and I put them in these 7-gallon containers, and they just go into town. But down there is nothing but good, pure black soil down in Pamlico County. We got 23 tomato plants growing down there.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I think I'm going to start, instead of Campbell soup, I'm going to start a Campbell tomato paste factory.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be good. It's more organic tomato paste. Well, Tom, I am really disappointed that you didn't come to the farmer's market this morning, because I thought you might come because you asked me where we were going to be today. And I brought, and Melissa and I brought you some, you and Lib, a bottle of olive oil, extra virgin olive oil that was made from the trees that were grown in this little village in Slovenia and made there. And Pada, I believe it is the name of the little tiny little village there. And we hauled it all the way from in the baggage carry-on. And I brought it this morning. I'm afraid I'm going to break it. I'm going to have to come to your house.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I just couldn't get my giddy up going this morning.
I got you. Well, maybe I'll stop.
Well, we've been listening to you. You sound like you're having fun out there.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, maybe I'll figure out some time to stop by.
You can tell Tom, anyway, that I'm in a bad mood.
I was listening and wanted to chime in on the BLTs because you. And by the way, in addition to the mayonnaise, you got to put pepper on you.
Pepper, yeah. I'll go with. But yeah. Rufus, you missed. There's another person at the table that does not like mayonnaise.
Yeah, Monica doesn't.
Oh my!
Now she doesn't have the same
aversion.
Yeah.
No, I.
She can take it or leave it.
I can, but I would absolutely prefer not.
You just don't like the taste, or you just don't think
it? I don't like the taste.
It doesn't like the taste. She's making a face, too.
Yeah.
I don't like the taste. Actually, if I put anything on a tomato sandwich, I'll use ranch.
Huh.
Just a little bit of ranch. Yeah.
Ranch is good for a lot of things.
Yeah. I don't like... I used to not like tomato sandwiches. I'll admit that.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people that don't.
I just like my tomatoes. No,
to become...
I just didn't like the tomatoes in the bread. I mean, I like tomatoes. I like all the things that went with it, but I just didn't like...
My cousin, when she was young, she didn't like the texture of a tomato, but she loved the flavor.
Uh-huh.
So she literally would have her mom cut a tomato in half, and she would...
Close her eyes?
Squeeze it like lemons.
Uh-huh.
So she'd squeeze all the juice on the bread and then eat that.
Oh,
I was like, wow.
Oh, I don't...
Be all soggy.
Oh, no, man. I don't think... That's not what I... don't want soggy.
She was like 10.
That's one thing. I mentioned the bread. I know you like the white bread, but I... Pumpernickel and rye are not bad, Rufus.
Well, a toasted,
three seed over at Merritt's is real good.
A toasted rye with tomato? Yum.
Yeah.
Well, I love that good old Sunbeam.
Wonder Bread.
Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Rufus. How you doing? Doesn't Merritt's put mayonnaise on their BLT?
You dadgum
right they do, and all
not
the bacon you can eat. They got singles, doubles, and triples.
Ooh, they give you a load of bacon.
Golly.
I decided, we went over there one day for lunch, and I decided I was really hungry, so I ordered a double.
Oh, boy.
Tom.
I could have shared that with two or three neighbors.
Yeah.
That's like getting a double gambler at
that's
the
like
rat skeleton.
That's like a pound of bacon right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I asked the guy, I said, how many pounds of bacon do y'all go through a week? And he said, over 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
The good reporter that you are, absolutely you asked him that.
But,
that's a good question.
I've got to find everything I can about
it. Yeah, I know. It's so darn good. Used to be a little service station.
This year, Mike, I'm going to save the seeds from some of these tomatoes. And instead of buying a whole pack of tomatoes next year, I'm just going to plant individual seeds. I don't need to have to tend 91.
That's right.
To make a plant next year.
Well, I mean, you really read Craig LaHoulier's book and have given it to other people.
I've given 4 or 5 copies of it away to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great book. Well, Epic Tomatoes.
Well, Tom, I take the little trays of dirt, plant 2 seeds in it, hope that at least one of them come up. I don't have to do all that thinning. And that's an easier way than you're doing. So go your way next time.
Easier way than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live about a half mile from the farmer's market. Just go buy a tomato.
Well, I have been this before they came in, and believe it or not, some of these hothouse tomatoes have been very good.
They're perfecting them. They really are.
They really are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different
varieties.
Well, I'm
going to try one of these Cherokee Purple. I bought one of those.
So you going to have a tomato sandwich for lunch?
Yeah.
All right.
Just think, Tom, if you were here, you could have a Rufus hot dog. And they've already been devoured. They've gotten a fight over them.
There's cheeseburgers and chicken here, too.
Or Rufus hot dog. Rufus hot dog or BLT. Sorry, Rufus.
Well, Rufus might have both today. I don't know.
Well, as we said upon, we got shed of the two hot dogs already.
You didn't eat them.
Listen, Bruce, sorry we missed the garden party again this year.
I brought the olive oil there, too.
we'll catch you sometime, Tom. The garden will be, as long as I live, we'll be there.
Figure out where I'm going to be.
I'll give you about 2 months' notice next time.
Yeah.
Well, Liv's been on a preaching bench.
Oh, that's good. I knew she couldn't get away from it.
Well, she's preached 2 Sundays in a row, and she's going to be over at... Methodist Church over in Durham tomorrow.
So she's on a tour, the grand tour.
I know.
Yeah. And you
know how much you've gotten paid for all this?
Uh-uh.
Not even a BLT.
Oh, boy.
Pro bono preacher.
Pro bono. I guess if you're free, you get invited to places.
Yeah. Well, she's a darn good preacher, too. She has a reputation. A great
one. Just yell back here, don't say that. Somebody will call.
Well, she's on a tour.
Actually, Mike, the reason why we're kind of laying low is tonight we're going over to DPAC because Kristen Chenoweth is going to be performing over there.
Oh, wow.
And her musical director is my niece, Mary Beth.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, congratulations to her.
She called us up and she said, don't y'all want some tickets? And, of course, we said yes.
Doggone. Well, I'm going to a fundraiser at the Botanical Gardens tonight. And
okay,
I went,
let me see. Kristen Center with Botanical Gardens.
I don't know, man. It's a beautiful place.
It is
a beautiful place. Yeah, it's great. But I think you taught me.
Well, I taught you both. I'm going to the race in Wilkes-Barre in the morning.
Is like 4'9". 4'9" or something like that. I
mean, oh, wow.
A little bitty girl. But she is just as full of energy and love as anybody you ever saw.
She must be. Wow. How about that?
And sing.
Yeah. Oh. Well, don't sing with her, Tom. Just let her sing. Don't y'all.
Well, they carefully placed us in the back upstairs in the nosebleed section. So I don't think it's going to be a problem.
I saw Tony Bennett from up there, and he was good. He was good. Didn't have to be on the front row for that.
Got that right.
Yeah, man.
Well, I just had to come in and sound off on BLT.
Well, I wish you'd sound off a little more than you do. We always love hearing from you, my friend.
Y'all take care.
You too, Brother Tom.
All right.
Bye. Hall of Fame broadcaster Tom Campbell. All right. Let's see here. Joe is in Carrboro. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing there? You know, I had to start wearing an upper partial dental work, and so it was a little tough for me to eat bacon, especially if it's overdone, like they'd like to do around here. It's kind of like jerky almost. So I started crumbling my bacon up on my BLT.
Well, that'll work, too.
That's a whole new taste sensation, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend crumbling your bacon up on your BLT. And I'll tell you, if you lightly toast sourdough, and then when you cut a vine-ripened tomato on the board, and you've got all that tomato juice sitting on the board, take that toasted bread and let's sop it up, baby. And that,
sopping. We haven't talked about sopping this morning. That is an art.
You got to sop up that tomato juice on the board from a vine ripened tomato. That's another.
You'd have to eat it like a taco, though. Bacon would be falling everywhere.
Well, what's cool about it is toasted on the outside and soft on the middle. I mean, it's just a whole new world of tomato tasting experience on your BLT. I knew, and I still do know, the fiddle player, Robert Britt, and he's a wonderful young man, grew up with my son, great musician, and that's his family that had Britt's, but I understand they sold it, but the buyer kept the name.
Yes, and it is, boy, they got everything down pat, including the flavor.
Got a collection of bamboo back there, you won't believe it. See, I've got black bamboo on my property. And I called in for that. This is the time of year, in case you're inherited some property or bought some property with bamboo or river cane on it, that you go around with your stomping shoes on and get rid of the new growth you don't want coming in.
Right. Because it's a real challenge.
Well, it can be. I just cut, you know, I'm stage 4 cancer survivor, and I'm down to one kidney bag, thank goodness, and I'm going to get rid of that in a couple of weeks so I can go surfing.
Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to going to Wrightsville Beach and having a surf party.
Hey,
but I'm telling you,
I went out with a pair of heavy-duty clippers, manual, and got a workout. I had to take a break every 20 minutes because my stamina's not very good, but I had to test myself. I must have cut 500 stalks of river cane in Monday morning. And so if you don't get the new growth where you don't want it, in other words, get out there and stomp it, it's real easy to hit it right now while it's tender. And some people, Asian cultures, cook with it. And if you boil the roots of river cane, the Choctaw Indians did, you get a painkiller, just so you know. Huh. And I thought I'd share all of that. And my mom used to make me pumpernickel bread sandwiches in elementary school, and all the kids used to look, what do you have, brown bread? Well, they didn't know what it was. But it was,
yeah.
You can't beat a pumpernickel sandwich when it comes to all kinds of good stuff like
that. I agree. And you know, the darker breads, you see a lot of those in Europe primarily. And, you know, it's a whole new world. It's a whole new world, counselor.
I would never put ketchup or mustard on a BLT. That would be sick.
No, sir. But I do. Oh, that'd be yucky, as my kids used to say.
Well,
Joe, thank you very much, my friend. Always nice hearing from you.
Good to hear from all of y'all, and keep doing what you're doing. A commentator over here in Chapel Hill used to say that. Do what you do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't stop doing it, because then you get old.
We'll try. I know. I've heard that. I've heard that.
I just got out of my sports car.
I'm scared of that, not having anything to do.
If I get out of my sports car once a week, it goes bad. So I get out. I just had my big ride out to Mayview and back in West Carrboro.
I love driving out there. I love that country. I met my wife at Camp Chestnut Ridge 50-some years ago. And, yeah. Still very attached to that part of the world.
It's a country road you can drive without a stoplight on for most of it.
I know.
And right out to the trails, and then you come back on 54 with all the traffic. But, you know, those kind of drives are going away today. So
I know, and that's I think probably one of my favorite things. Anybody who knows me, I love getting out and just riding. And I guess that comes from, you know, growing up in the 50s, and that's what people did on Sundays and so forth.
I restored 15 Celica convertibles, Toyota. That was my thing for a while.
Oh, wow. I had a Celica.
I had trouble selling any of them.
I don't blame you. Well, Joe, thanks. Take care.
Have a big day.
You too, buddy. All right. Bye-bye.
We can have a BLT and watch it rain.
Absolutely.
God bless all of y'all.
God bless you, man. 954, we're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. The process helps repurpose manure. I kid you not. So it's environmentally friendly. It makes the best compost you can find, and it's beneficial for your garden and lawn. Just ask the millions of customers. It helps to retain moisture, too. Your lawn, flower beds, vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their fabulous website, blackcow.com, K-O-W, blackcow.com. Jason, do we need to take a break? All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back. You're on WPTF.